Hello and welcome to 10 Minute Tuesdays from Carthage News Online. I'm Wendy Douglas and we work to bring you the news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri in under 10 minutes every Tuesday. Today we have an interview from Scott Watson. He's going to give us some information of how Mercy Hospital's doing. Scott, thank you so much for joining us today. I know that you're a hot topic in a lot of circles, just what's going on at Mercy, and the community seems to be really split on some of the decisions on how to take care of themselves and best support our workers and our retailers, but also our medical staff. So I wanted to reach out to you and get some feedback from Mercy. How are you doing over there?
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a challenging time. I don't think it would be any huge surprise for anybody for me to say that. We've had coworkers and leaders who've been afflicted by the virus. We've lost coworkers to the virus. And yet I'll also hasten to add that our nurses and support staff and our physicians and from the ED to physical therapy have all come to work each day and done their job admirably and have picked up extra shifts and done extra work and really have performed admirably during the pandemic.
I think that's something I've read in some news articles about small town hospitals is that what's really disheartening and heartbreaking is that you're treating people you know. So someone from your church is coming in from the door, someone, you know, your kids went to school with or things like that. So it's really heartbreaking and heart-wrenching to treat some of these people. So not only that, but as you mentioned, some of your staff has also become susceptible to the illness and you've lost some staff. So
we have, and that, you know, you never got a chance to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. And for those who survived, the recovery period was extremely long. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about 60 and 70 year olds. I'm talking about 40 year olds, 6-8 weeks and still not fully functioning.
Yeah. I think one of the top questions I have for you are, how can we best support Mercy Clinic and Mercy Hospital and just the healthcare workers in entirely?
Yeah, that's a kind question to ask. I will tell you that taking care of yourself is not only taking care of you, but taking care of us right now. The incontrovertible evidence is that social distancing and masking will assist you in not spreading nor obtaining the viral load. And the fact is that we're very busy. Our ED is busy. Our clinics are busy. So the fact is, if in all candor, people will just do what they hear 150 different times on the TV and radio, reading the internet, they get to make their own choice. But if you want a candid response to your question, that is it. One thing that people must keep in mind or should keep in mind is that I read just like you do. Oh, I'm not scared. I'm not going to wear a mask. It has nothing to do with you being scared. You wearing a mask protects me. Mm-hmm. Me wearing a mask protects you. And so it's true that me wearing a mask provides some protection from me getting it, but there are still the eyes and other areas that I could come in contact with, my hands, that I could get the virus. But make no mistake about it, that when you're wearing a mask, the statement you're making isn't that you're afraid, it's that you don't want to give it to me.
Exactly.
And I can't imagine a really strong argument against that.
I really appreciated the time that Scott was able to give us. I know that he's extremely busy at Mercy, and we are grateful that we were able to get some time. It was a good interview. So it is divided up into two parts, and I believe we will see the second part next week. You know, Scott is a healthcare administrator that's full of compassion and logic. He comes from a legal background as well. So he just really has a lot to add to the healthcare system. And we were really fortunate to have him with us here in Carthage. Next, we are going to talk about city council meeting. City council meets again tonight at 6:30 in city council chambers. On the topic for discussion, they're going to have a presentation of the GRO program. That's the program discussing economic growth. It was proposed by Community Foundation of the Ozarks, and they'll be giving an update and a summary of what they have planned for economic growth or research in Carthage. And with that, we're going to turn it over to some great news regarding sports and schools from David.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a tremendous Tuesday. Here's a few news and sports things going on in the area this week. Circoxy's Terry Paradis is the newest member of the American Angus Association. So congratulations there, Terry, out of Circoxy. And then amazing news coming out of Carthage High School. We had this on our Facebook over the weekend. Carlos Macias is the recipient of a full four-year scholarship to Notre Dame. Huge congratulations, very elite school there. Over in sports, Lady Tigers basketball team, they finished second in their home invitation over the weekend. Going 2-1, they beat Lamar and Webb City, but lost to eventual tournament champion Kickapoo. But second place there in our home tournament is a good job for their Lady Tigers. So, again, congratulations there. And then Carthage swim team, the girls, took first in 8 of 11 events they participated in the Carthage relays over last week. So, again, 8 out of 11, pretty high percentage first place finishes there. So, great job there, ladies. And then again, thanks to the Umbrella Stand, Inside Finicky Fox, and Inside the Screen Door, and Jeff Hodkin with American Family for sponsoring these 10-Minute Tuesdays. We have more sponsorship opportunities available for the 10-Minute Tuesdays, as well as sponsorships in our Week in Review that we do on Fridays. Wendy, myself, and Hacker occasionally jumps in there, and then we have some guests. We have a good time talking about a lot of things going on in Carthage. Looking to benefit small businesses. So again, if you're interested in sponsoring that segment, you can hit myself or Wendy up, and we'll hook you up with all the details. So thanks. Hope you have a great rest of the week, and we will see you Friday.
And turning to events, I did catch up with Officer Chad Deininger from Carthage Police Department, and he was able to give us an update regarding the Laverne Williams Christmas party that they have every year.
Exciting time of year for us. This is the 45th annual Laverne Williams Christmas party for the kids that's taking place. A little bit of history behind why this is going on 45 years later. Laverne Williams was a detective down here at the Carthage Police Department who took a special interest on putting on a Christmas party for children in need. This party is really geared for those kids that might not have gotten a Christmas unless the department or him himself stepped in and made this happen. He started with fixing up old bicycles and buying toys out of his own pocket and started this party. And it has grown to sometimes 600 children that will come to the party. This year's a little bit different. We're trying to make everybody safe and stay protected from COVID. We're still having the party. It is invitation only, so those children that have been invited, and they know that they're coming next Saturday. This year, a little bit different. They're going to be doing a walkthrough, but Duke Mason, who usually does a concert, this year we're unable to do that, but he is still going to be there. He's still going to be playing some of his music. It's going to be kind of a walkthrough. Children are still receiving gifts, and then they're actually receiving a gift that they can go on and buy something else for somebody else if they want, or they can keep it for themselves, completely up to them. We're excited. This wouldn't happen if it wasn't completely community donated money that makes this organization and this event happen. We receive money from donors throughout the area that has kept us alive for, like I said, 45 years. So we're pretty excited about that.